Land. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia on KBOO. It's your radio station as long as we can keep it. Thank you very much.
Good morning, it's 9:59. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned at 10:15 for flashpoints. Today, looking at potential U.S. foreign policy moves under a Trump presidency. Also, a new propaganda war with Russia, fueled by the shooting down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. And the Flashpoints Election Protection Crimes Bulletin looks at who will fund the Trump campaign now that the Donald is cash poor. At 11 o'clock on The Food Show, Chris Siegel interviews Tressa Yellig of The Salt, Fire, and Time, and they'll be talking about bone broths. We'll also hear a conversation between local chef Kathy Wims and Victor Hazan about the life of classic Italian cookbook author Marcella Hazan and the book Ingrediente. And for now, stay tuned for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
KBOO Radio and the Portland Harbor Community Advisory Group bring you the 2016 Willamette River Festival, Sunday, July 31st at Cathedral Park from noon till 7. Celebrate, dance, and reconnect with the wonderful Willamettes. Musical guests include Logger's Daughter and Zydeco Bands, Cascade Crescendo, and the New Iberians. Also, DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid. That is July 31st at Cathedral Park. More information at www.willamettriverfestival.org.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real radio for real people at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Today's weather, well, here we are at the brink of something new, perhaps sunny, with a high around 80 and calm winds north-northwest. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 58. Wind 5 to 7, and for tomorrow, slight chance of showers later in the morning, otherwise sunny. Highs reaching around 76, and for tomorrow night, again, that hovering whiff of rain, and a low around 58. That's it for the weather here in Cascadia, where weather touches everything, touches our souls, touches the soil, and it touches everything that we touch, in fact. So that said, in fact, we are more a factor in changes in the weather than perhaps any other element of habitat. We are just habitat. We are no more important to the earth as a living creature. We're no more important in the greater scheme of things than a rock or a worm or small sea crab, Emerita analogia, still a mystery to marine biologists. We are no more important or less important than any of these creatures. And we need to remind ourselves of that all the time by paying attention to things like the weather. That said, we're going to try to speak today with Bill Wilson. He's a hunkapaw Lakota And we'll also be speaking with Steve Horn. The online leasing of gas on U.S. federal lands may resemble the proverbial fox guarding the hen house with one eBay-like company in particular standing to profiteer from the industry's proposed e-bidding scheme. Well, goodbye, bidder number 17, and hello, corporate America, because that's what's coming down the no pun intended, pipeline. And on the subject of fox watching the hen house, you've got one less fox, believe it or not, and wait for it, Roger Ailes is stepping down. Yes, it's really true. He was pushed, actually, but then the hands that pushed him were not the same as his wandering hands. He was involved with a rather sordid affair included female staff members at Fox. His departure follows a sexual harassment suit filed on July 6th against Ailes, a former anchor Gretchen Carlson, and filed that suit. It prompted the Fox company to conduct an internal review, and it set off an intense round of speculation in the news media. Well, that said, it won't change much at Fox, because Fox, of course, is not run by people. It is run by algorithms. And we expect that an algorithm will soon be running us. So another algorithm to watch out for is the one that involves the buying and selling of oil, gas exploration, and exploitation leases on what it should be public land, and the public should have the opportunity to weigh in on it. In fact, the public should be able to bid. You shouldn't need to have permission to bid on that. That in itself is a problem. We're going to be speaking to Steve Horn today with the Smog Blogger. Steve has had recently a number of articles, a couple articles at least, that I do want to commend our listeners' attention to. You could find the federal agents went undercover to spy on anti-fracking movement. The emails revealed. That's up on the Intercept. Steve and Lee Fang published this piece based on emails and documents from the Lakewood Police Department, Colorado. This shows that the Bureau of Land Management, the one environmental NGOs are pushed to keep it in the ground, used their law enforcement agents to go undercover and infiltrate the activist movement. Well, when that happens, we've got no choice but to go and infiltrate them. Steve and Lee got a hold of documents as showing that the Bureau of Land Management reimbursed the Lakewood Police Department for its overtime pay for policing and undercover agent activity at a protest in May. Steve, thank you so much. Welcome back to the KBOO airwaves. We're so glad that you could take the time to join us. The work that you do is just extraordinary. I don't know any other anyone else doing this kind of in-depth, incredibly courageous activity. Thanks so much for that. And can you talk a little bit? This is one of the strangest stories that we've encountered. This spying on anti-fracking movements reveal. Can you talk a little bit about what you did and how you found what you did in fact uncover?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chris. So the article is based on documents obtained from the Freedom of Information Act in Colorado in the city of Lakewood from their police department. And it centers around a protest that took place in early May of this year. A Keep It in the Ground protest, as you mentioned. And it's a broader movement that's focused on pressuring the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, which is a subunit of the Department of Interior that deals with oil and gas leases on public lands, pressuring them to keep oil and gas and coal in the ground. Maybe not 100% absolutely all of it, but a lot of it, you know, based on the math that 2 degrees Celsius going above that equals climate chaos. And so that means we have to keep a lot of those. You know, their equation is, that means the activism is based on keeping that oil and gas and coal in the ground. And so there's a big protest in Lakewood centering around a auction that took place at a hotel, the Holiday Inn. And they went both outside the hotel and inside the hotel. And as our article details, they were not the only ones there. Obviously, there were some overt police there, which happens at all protests. But at this particular protest, there were also undercover police officers, both from the Lakewood Police Department, which was the, I guess, the target of this Freedom of Information Act. But more interestingly, from my perspective, was the fact that the Bureau of Land Management actually had an undercover officer there, the very institution that the activists were trying to and are still trying to pressure to stop doing what they're doing, which is auctioning off oil and gas and coal at very cheap rates for those industries. The very industry that they're trying to pressure in the Obama administration was at that protest posing as activists to the extent we're not sure because it wasn't clear in the documents. But that was one of the most interesting parts of our investigation. The second most interesting part, in my opinion, is the fact that the Lakewood Police Department, a lot of them had to work overtime to have enough manpower to be at that protest. And lo and behold, that overtime pay, one-third of the amount, was actually compensated for by the Bureau of Land Management. So we actually got a hold of not only emails and documents that show that, we actually got a hold of the check that was written, just a copy of the check. And, yeah, so you can see.
It's also, it's so sorted, all of it. The Holiday Inn, the whole thing, the mental image of how these events cascaded down to basically ended up in one check for Pastor Van Dan at the Holiday Inn. I love it.
Right. So if people want to see that check, it's we mentioned in the article and link to. We use Document Cloud for this, so all the documents are viewable, the emails and all of that. But yeah, I mean, this is it seems kind of funny and silly. Like, you know, there was these police officers that were posing as activists and the Bureau of Land Management and all of that. It's interesting. It's also part of, you know, it's troubling, obviously, for the reason that this is the institution they're trying to push to do something more responsible with our public resources. But second of all, it's part of a broader backlash that we wrote about towards the bottom of the article, and we led, of course, with what happened in Lakewood. But the broader picture here is that the Obama administration, the Bureau of Land Management right now, was pushing hard to get rid of these public auctions altogether because of this activism, because of the actions of another activist years ago, about a half decade ago, named Tim DeChristopher, and everything that's come since, where he went into a bid. He actually did go undercover. He pretended to be a bidder. He won the bid, and then because of his actions, he went to jail for going undercover at a bid and kind of playing the counter to what we're talking about here. Bitter 70, it's a good documentary. I recommend listeners go see it. But because of his actions, it inspired the climate movement to focus more on these bids, first of all. But second of all, it made the U.S. government hone in more on these auctions and what they can do to, quote-unquote, prevent fraud. And they wrote a report in 2009, the Inspector General's Office of the Department of Interior. One of the recommendations was, let's do online bidding rather than in-person bidding, like at this hotel. And that has been an escalated push since Lakewood in particular. So
which basically hands the whole process over to one company, which stands to,
it does.
To profit from
it's,
that enormous.
Exactly. It privatizes the whole process. It's really the elephant in the room is a company by the name of EnergyNet that is actually going to oversee, they oversaw the first pilot bid back in 2009 when they tried it for like practice. They're going to oversee another one in September in the Washington, D.C. area, EnergyNet. And it's
but they have connections to Enron. Don't they have connections to Enron?
They do, and that's a whole now. There's a story I wrote about that. They do through their executives and senior level management. That's a whole other debacle, EnergyNet. But I mean, it's a really important piece of it. But I mentioned them only to, we mentioned them only to say that there's a bill moving through Congress right now called the Innovation in Offshore Leasing Act. And so they're already pushing for it on offshore leasing, but not only is it offshore leasing, it's onshore too, as I mentioned with Washington, D.C. So this is the big push right now, is to get rid of the in-person bidding altogether. So that, and they even said in letters about in the aftermath of Lakewood, you know, the BLM in correspondence with the police department saying, yeah, we don't really want to have to deal with something like this again. I'm paraphrasing. So this is why we're, you know, we're going to push for something else. And that something else lately has been online bidding.
Steve, thank you so much. I have other questions, and I'd really like to get to, but we are, in fact, out of time. Do you want to just let listeners know where they can find this? It's so important to know what's going on in Congress, because the convention is a huge distraction. I do want to ask you what would happen. Of course, Republicans want very much to turn over public land to states. And if that happens, all of this will be a done deal. I want to give the listeners a website to go to.
Absolutely. Go to The Intercept. Title, it should be on the front page still. It went up yesterday. The title is Federal Agents Went Undercover to Spy on Anti-Fracking Movement Emails Revealed. Check it out. Yeah, it's been circulating pretty well out there in social media. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out.
And by all means, too, listeners, you're well, please pass this on to everybody that you know. Everyone you know should be up to speed on this issue, because we will be revisiting it again. This has been our Cascadia for Wednesday, July 20th.